Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy hump day, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is 5 o'clock. You are clocking out. You are heading home. And you have just about every single sport to enjoy. Man, we have reached a time of peak activity for what we do here. All right, so we were paying homage to the animal, and I had forgotten that we had the animal on the show last year. Lonzo, that is not the first but the second guest that we had since I've been here that is tragically passed away. Do you remember the first?
Yes, and his name escapes me because you asked me, and you've said his name many times,
no,
and I do
okay.
Remember him.
Yeah,
and
what they have in common is both were gone well before their time now. It was Edward Ashoff, ESPN sideline reporter, who passed away after he got pneumonia, was then later found post-mortem that he had lung cancer. He didn't know that when he was alive. His immune system started attacking himself. And my friend lost his life, Edward Ashoff, and now the animal. Lonzo, but the sport of wrestling, for some reason, has a higher death rate, a higher young death rate than any other sport. Is the sport itself to blame for that?
Well, just think about what these guys are doing. I mean, the impact, it's akin to playing football in the sense that, I mean, they're running into each other full blast. These are athletes that have built themselves up as big as they possibly can. They're running full blast without equipment into each other. They're jumping off of the tops of cages and things they have no business jumping off of for our entertainment. And they sustain a lot of injuries sometimes that we don't know about or they don't know about, internal type things. And you can only put your body through that for so long before it catches up with you.
It's just really hard to see, man. That is so hard to see. The other thing I think, though, that makes it different, why is wrestling, why are they dying at younger ages than the NFL? And I just think there's kind of this also this balls to the wall mentality too, right? That I think is more seen in wrestling than it is. Wrestling is a lifestyle. And I think that kind of living your life 100 miles an hour all the time, eventually your body gives out on you. I see that with wrestling more than other sports. And we mourn the loss of the animal. Lonzo, I'm touched by that because, frankly, I didn't remember that was the guy that we'd had on. I didn't remember, but I remember, you asking me, here's how this goes with wrestling, folks. Lonzo will say to me off the air, Mark, do you think we could do this on wrestling today? I wanted to ask you because I know you're probably going to say no. And so every once in a while, you throw Lonzo a bone, right? Every once in a while, you say, okay, for a few minutes here, I don't think we'll lose a lot of the audience for a few minutes here.
Really? Even during this time, you're talking about someone just died and you've got to downplay the thing.
Wait a minute. But with that particular event, that interview, I actually thoroughly enjoyed it. That was my favorite wrestling moment that we have had on this show since I've been here. So, you know, look, Lonzo, I didn't realize that we had him on. And I'll tell you what, our thoughts and prayers certainly go out to his family.
You know, part of it is 2020 is taken forever, and you forget things that you did last year. They seem like they were 3 or 4 years ago, and yeah. They weren't.
Yeah. Tony Leister tweets into the show. He says, just hearing Lonzo talk about losing the animal and then hearing of Gail Sayers tragically passing away on the promo just has me in shock. I am stunned to hear about both. Sports and sports entertainment has suffered great losses here in the last couple of days. Couldn't have said that better, Tony. Tony, couldn't have said that better indeed. A texter says, let's see here. Okay. Hey, Mark, to mention another passing of Gail Sayers, a lot of younger folks might not remember the movie Brian's Song. It does show how Sayers was a caring man and a nice man as well. Yeah, Gail Sayers passed away, had dementia. And another texter says, years of roids and PEDs in general in wrestling. That comes from Ray and Greer. Does wrestling have a culture problem? You know, Lonzo even mentioned it. Loves wrestling, but he says, you know, they're doing all this for our entertainment. Would you lose too much of what makes wrestling wrestling if you took away the roids and the PEDs and the body oil and all that other stuff?
See, I know you're saying that, but all the wrestling organizations supposedly have wellness programs where they are screened. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. I don't know how thorough the screenings are, but after the lawsuit that the WWE had back, I believe it was in the 80s, they've instituted this wellness program. Again, how well do they test? I don't know, but I know that they have it.
You don't want to ever be last in that category. So I would highly suggest that wrestling takes a deep dive into what they can do to improve upon this. Was an honor to have the animal on this show. Lonzo, perhaps tomorrow, if we can dig that up, that might be a cool thing to hear tomorrow on the show. All right, it is time for the top five at five, the top five biggest sports stories of the day, the top five topics we're discussing. The top five at five starts right now. Hit it. All right. How about the Atlanta Braves? I couldn't believe this when I heard this last night. It just, you know, I know we were playing a 60-game season, but then we got news last night the Braves clinched. And I was like, what? They've clinched? Yeah, they've clinched. They played 55 out of 60 games. They lead their division by 5 games. And yes, the Atlanta Braves have clinched their division. But not only that, ladies and gentlemen, not only that, I think they are in prime position heading into this postseason to pull a stunning upset. They have been tinkering with that lineup ever since getting just abused by the Dodgers last year, falling in 4 games to the Dodgers last year. I think this team is much more well-equipped. And remember last year what happened in that series? They couldn't score. The 40-year-old virgin scored more than the Atlanta Braves last year. So what did they do about that? And what did we say before the year began about the Atlanta Braves? What did we say? We said the last 6 World Series champions have all averaged 5 runs a game or more. So that's really easy to figure out. What do you need? You're playing 60 games. 60 games times 5 runs a game is 300 runs. The Braves, through 55 games, folks, have scored 326 runs. That is the number one offense in the majors this year. You know, the question with them has been pitching. But this year, pitching has been okay. Offense has been outstanding. They need to keep those bats hot heading into the offseason. Ronald Acuna Jr. is must-watch TV. And I think the Braves are primed. I love the position. I'd rather be in the Braves spot than the Dodgers right now. You know, you play the unassuming underdog and clearly the second-best team right now in the National League. Next up. All right, how about the 5 most intriguing games coming up this weekend? I've got Kentucky and Auburn. I've got Louisville and Pittsburgh. I've got Florida State and Miami. I've got Army and Cincinnati. And yes, folks, I have South Carolina and Tennessee. Kentucky, to start, first of all, is capable of beating Auburn. That is highly possible, folks. They're capable of pulling that off. If Bo Nix, if Auburn is creating a ton of mistakes, that was my pick in Truth Serum as the most likely to happen, that a top 10 team gets upset and that it's most likely to be Auburn. Mark Stoops has now had four consecutive classes ranked between 23rd and 29 by the various recruiting services. This isn't your father's Kentucky Wildcats, folks. This is a doggone good little football team. Kentucky, a 10.5-point underdog. I feel like that line is a little bit disrespectful given what Kentucky's going to be bringing to the Plains coming up this weekend. Louisville and Pitt. Pitt's one of the only teams in the league in the ACC that plays defense. We will see if they can remain unbeaten. Louisville looking for revenge after a poor performance last week against Miami. Florida State and Miami. Oh, how the mighty have fallen, or have they? De'Eric King has Miami fans saying the U is back. I'm not sure a win over Florida State means you're back. No Mike Norvell for the Seminoles this weekend. He tested positive for coronavirus, and the Miami Hurricanes are favored by 11. De'Eric King, man, was that a good move transferring from Houston. Nobody knows about you if you're in the group of five. Now everybody knows about you in the ACC, and he is producing big time. Army against Cincinnati, folks, just may be the best two group of five teams in existence this year. They also play this weekend. Cincinnati's favored by 14 points. Luke Fickle and company against the fighting Jeff Munkins of Army. Take Army and the 14 points. You're not beating Army by 14 points with that unique offense, with the way they run the football, and with the way that with how well that team is coached. And then finally, South Carolina and Tennessee. The Vols are 26-10-2 all time against the Gamecocks, including 9-7-2 in Columbia, South Carolina. 20,000 fans are going to be in attendance at Williams-Brice Stadium. We spoke to Tim Frisbee earlier today about the Gamecocks and what they need to do to win this game. And look, this Za'Darius White kid is claiming the running back position. That is really, really great to see. You worried about them after Marshawn Lloyd went down for the season with a torn ACL. Tennessee has the experience edge in this matchup. They have the experience edge. But what makes South Carolina-Tennessee the most compelling game of the weekend to me is the fact that it's the only game about which you can say that it's a must-win for both teams. It is a must-win for both teams. Tennessee can't accomplish what they want to accomplish with a loss. South Carolina, in my opinion, Muschamp can't keep his job this year with a loss to Tennessee. The Vols are favored by 3.5 points. But South Carolina, I think this is a very, very, very winnable game. I'm not so sure what the Vols have done to earn their top 15 ranking in the polls right now. It's going to be fascinating to see. Next up. All right, Stanley Cup Final, game number three, coming your way tonight. Game number three, Dallas Stars against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Are you guys into it? Do you watch the Stanley Cup Final here? You know, the Swamp Rabbits have a good following here in our area. I'm friends with those guys. Jordan Coons, voice of the Swamp Rabbits, great people, great guys, been to games, have had a great time when I'm at the games. And I know that the Swamp Rabbits have a following in our area. What I don't know is if the NHL does. And I'm curious, you know, can the NHL Stanley Cup Final do anything to capture your attention, especially in the throes of college football being here, the NFL being here, the NFL playoffs being here, the MLB playoffs being right around the corner? I'll be watching Stanley Cup Final Game 3 tonight, Tampa Bay Lightning and the Dallas Stars. The question is, will you? Tampa Bay getting bludgeoned and beaten up. And Jeff Pantridge joined us earlier in the show today and said, Tampa Bay needs to bow up here a little bit, man. They need to put their dukes up. They need to fire some punches back. Next up. All right. At number two today, this is the whack story of all whack stories, man. Dude, I just can't even believe this right now. Tyrod Taylor And this poor guy, like, he's always the backup. He's always the bridesmaid, never the bride, wherever he goes. And it sucks. And I hate it for him. And I can't tell you how much I hate it for him. But he's always the bridesmaid. Wherever he goes, somebody's drafting a quarterback to replace him. And he finally gets his shot again. He's the quarterback of the Chargers. They win in week one. And then just before kickoff, he's receiving a pain injection to his rib. And the team doctor jabs his actual lung. He punctures his lung. They were saying over the weekend that he had an adverse reaction to the medication that he was given. Boy, is that a cover-up if I've ever seen it. I'd call it an adverse reaction. You put a Swiss cheese into my lung, pal. Good God. I would feel so bad for this cat if this is the thing that happens that makes him never start a game again in the National Football League. Justin Herbert played great. That should have been Tyrod Taylor's start. And the team doctor, should we call him formerly the team doctor after that? I don't know how that happens. It seems easy to think about, right? I mean, if you're giving a pain injection in the rib, it would seem easy to make that mistake to puncture the lung. But that's why you're a doctor, man. That's why it's not Lonzo or I jamming him in the ribs. That just can't happen. All of a sudden, Tyrod Taylor was having a hard time breathing. Talk to anyone who's ever punctured a lung, man. That can be life-threatening. Good God. I've never even heard of anything like that. Godspeed, Tyrod Taylor. Hope you get back to feeling better soon, man. And I hate it for you that now there's this groundswell of support to start Justin Herbert. And finally, folks, our question of the day for you guys today here on the show, our question of the day for you, should Clemson fans want South Carolina to be better at football than it currently is? Should Clemson fans want South Carolina to be better at football than it currently is? I'll give you my theory. My theory is hell no, but I'm in the minority. 58% of those voting in this poll, now approaching 300 votes, 58% say Clemson fans should want the Gamecocks to be better than they currently are. Lonzo and I had a sparring session about this in the opening segment of the show today. Lonzo said, yes, they should. Then when asked if he was rooting for Clemson last year, Lonzo says no. So it's kind of semantic, an argue on semantics now, is it not? Do you root for your rival? Do you not root for your rival? I want Florida State to lose every single game between now and the end of time. I realize that would mean the rivalry sucks, but guess what? Florida would have a monopoly on all of Florida, save for maybe Miami, the city of Miami. Florida would have a monopoly if Florida State on recruiting, if Florida State went by the wayside. How would you guys answer that question? Regardless of what side you're on, if you're a Gamecock fan and Clemson sucked, would you want them to pick up their level of play? No doubt it helps the rivalry, but does it in fact help you? Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you. Send us a follow on our station account at ESPN Upstate. And we'll give you a shout out here live on the air at ESPN Upstate on Twitter, at Mark Ryan on Air on Twitter, at Lonzo on Word on Twitter. And then finally, email. You may email the show. Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. We'll take your thoughts. We'll take your calls on the question of the day. That and so much more still to come right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you guys with us on a hump day edition of the show. You can get in on it. 1-844-477-3776. Here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. A check on our poll of the day. Should Clemson fans want South Carolina football to be better than it currently is? Should they want them to be better? Shadow of Death Valley says, hell no, I'm with him. Amber Lee says, who the hell wants their enemy to be better at anything? I'm with you. Brandon Gibson, Clemson fan, says, yes, but they're still going to beat the dead horse about our schedule regardless. Equality for all, except South Carolina fans, says, it's a yes-no answer from me. While I love watching the Gamecocks spiral the drain every season, I still want it to be a somewhat good competitive game. Blowouts just aren't fun, as fun to me as a competitive game. I'm sure I'm in the minority here, though. No, you're not. You're actually in the majority. The real Death Valley hobo says just enough success that playing them over the Citadel makes sense for strength of schedule. Upstate Agent tweets into the show. He says, in my opinion, other than Alabama, Clemson's biggest threat are the Florida teams. It's fun to watch great games, but Florida State, Miami, and Florida are sleeping giants. It's best they stay that way for Tiger fans. So a vote for no. William Fulmer says yes and no. Yes, because it just makes the rivalry so much better when both teams are good. And no, because Clemson should only worry about Clemson and enjoy the ride they're on. William, there wasn't a yes or no option here, pal. It's yes or no, not yes and no. Quavo Guancho says, I'm going to root for little brother to win until their first loss. Only hope we have to play them this year is if they miraculously run the table and meet us in the playoffs. And then Gary Dickerson says, a good amount of Clemson fans have Gamecock gear in a lockbox inside their closet. Special order Under Armour apparel from 2009 to 2013 and halfway into 2014. You know, I'll tell you, there's a lot of Gamecock fans in the upstate accusing a lot of Clemson fans of switching colors here. And I've heard this and I've seen this again and again and again. Check on our text line. Let's see here. We both of us have been corrected here, Lonzo. Texter says supposedly. Lonzo sang supposedly with a B. And then he's corrected me. He said Lonzo or me, not Lonzo or I. I love the grammar police coming, hitting us hard when we speak 100,000 words a show. By the way, Lonzo, I know that it's Lonzo and I, but I don't know if that rule changes if the word is or and not and. It's Lonzo and I is correct. Lonzo or I, Lonzo or me, I don't know. Maybe
if
the texter has a point.
If you want proper English spoken the best way possible, go listen to Masterpiece Theater or something like that. You're not going to get that here. We talk like everybody else talks. And if you're Mr., you need to say this way. I work with some people like that or a certain person like that. And it, you know, most people don't.
Who is it, Lonzo? Who is
I'm
it?
Not saying.
Who do you work with?
Yeah, well,
come
I work
on.
With a lot of people. But most people do not speak in perfect English at all times. And it's not requisite, prerequisite, however you want to say it. I'm sure I'll be corrected.
He's going to be corrected again there.
Yes, yes. And I made sure that I did it that way so it would be corrected because I love tough love. We talk like everybody else. I don't know anyone who speaks. All right. I know one person who speaks in perfect English. At least they believe so. Slang and speaking imperfect English is a part of sports culture, and that's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, how many times on this show do we say "ain't got no," and that would make an English teacher pass out? But it's just how you speak in the sports lingo. So anyway, we are looking ahead to this weekend, folks. We are excited about this weekend. What would a win for South Carolina Saturday look like to you? What would a win look like for you on Saturday? You know, if the Gamecocks win, it will be because they've done what? For me, if the Gamecocks win on Saturday, it'll be because they've overcome the experience edge of the Tennessee Volunteers. It'll be because Jarrett Guarantano has become bad Jarrett Guarantano, and he's thrown a couple of interceptions in that game. It'll be because the 20,000 fans at Williams-Brice Stadium really did create a home field advantage, and it will be because the Gamecocks got pressure on Guarantano. Jeremy Pruitt is not happy with his quarterback situation. He flip-flops on his quarterbacks about as much as Spurrier does, and you guys know that as Gamecock fans, you guys know that as Gator fans. Jeremy Pruitt flip-flops. He's doing a lot with recruiting. I still think Jeremy Pruitt, though, has some questions to answer about his coaching chops. You know, is he an elite head coach? You know, they finished 8-5 last season, and now we've got to deal with all this Tennessee Volunteers talk in the top 25 again. You know, I've said on this show that this game is the most intriguing to me because it's a must-win for both of these teams. Lonzo, as you size up this game, as you look at this outside looking in, what does a South Carolina win look like on Saturday?
Well, it's two major things. One, the defense has improved to the point where they play up to the potential that we thought they would have when Muschamp went there as a defensive coach, and Colin Hill. Colin Hill comes out and plays like we've never seen. There's a reason why he's starting ahead of Hilinski. If he comes out and plays a certain way, that you have to come back Monday and apologize.
I'm not apologizing. What am I apologizing
You wouldn't apologize. If they come out and they destroy Tennessee Monday, you'd have to come and apologize about being wrong about him starting
over. It wasn't about him being better. Lonzo, it wasn't about him being better. I don't doubt that Colin Hill is better than Ryan Hilinski. I just think it's a bad message to send when you're just going to take a free agent who's been there 2 months and start him over a guy who's been there for a year and a half and has done everything the right way and, oh, by the way, also played very well. I just think that's a bad message to send. I don't believe that Ryan Hilinski's a better – he shouldn't be a better quarterback than Colin Hill right now. Shouldn't be at all. Shadow of Death Valley says, you know, Billy Papadopoulos was on our show yesterday, and I told Shadow that I would share this. You know, he made a comparison, Clemson versus South Carolina. He said, UFSC has one conference title in 120 years. We have three national titles, 25 conference titles, 15 10-win seasons. We're 14th all-time in wins. We're 21st all-time in win percentage. And we're 71-42-4 head-to-head, all games played in Columbia until 1959, by the way. Boy, that's a good deal if you can get it, huh?
Is this guy a stats guy working for Clemson or something? That's a lot of work right there that he put into that.
He put in a lot of work, and because he did, I told him I would get to his tweet on the show today. You know, I think South Carolina's got a real shot. For all of your in-game coverage, we'll be offering in-game videos, in-game commentary. We'll be all over social media for Tennessee and South Carolina on Saturday. A texter says, Mark, do you remember when you asked what is the most embarrassing moment in our favorite sports franchise? I have a new answer for my Chargers. That's the most embarrassing moment. Tyrod Taylor getting jabbed in the ribs. How do you do that if you're a doctor? You know, Lonzo, I endorse Parham, Smith, and Archinhold for this very thing, for medical malpractice, for getting jabbed in the ribs when you're just supposed to be getting a pain injection, man.
Well,
punctured lung.
I can think of a couple reasons. One, being overly ticklish. And two, sneezing.
God.
Can you picture you sneeze and next thing you know, or you're really ticklish, and people who are overly ticklish have no control over the body.
Ticklish. Are you ticklish?
Yes, I am.
I'm bad ticklish, man. Bad. Like to the point where I'd rather have you shoot me than have a hold of my foot. I mean, that is hell on earth, man.
So I can imagine how maybe this is Tyrod Taylor's fault. Maybe he moved when he shouldn't have. It is a possibility.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I have moved when I shouldn't have and gotten a haircut screwed up before. That's happened. A texter says, it's all the Gamecocks got to live for. The made-up fantasy of fair-weather Tiger fans. All you have to look at is each school's all-time tradition in football. It's not even close. And Lonzo, who wears two different jerseys, has no valid argument.
You know, and if I were the English police, I'd be all over that. Because, man, that was bad. But anyway.
Vol Nation says, wrong. With the addition of Cade Mays being cleared, Tennessee's offensive line is one of the best in the country. Still a very tough schedule, but should be better. Vol Nation 98 on Twitter. You can agree with me on this, though, right? This is a must-win game for both South Carolina and Tennessee. None of the goals for either of the two schools is possible with a loss on Saturday, and that is what makes it saucy, sexy, and fascinating. Either or is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy to be here with you guys. Programming notes. We are going to be, the show will be closing today at 6 o'clock. Shop closing today at 6 o'clock. And that's because we've got a really neat program coming up that I think everyone needs to hear. Lonzo, tell us about that.
Yeah, it's called I'm Listening. It deals with a lot of things, mental problems that people are having, like depression and things like that, and how to deal with it. And they have a lot of celebrities on there for the next 2 hours. So if you're going through something like that, especially during this time with COVID and everything, it's an excellent thing to listen to.
Lonzo, you're not going to believe what just happened. You're not going to believe what just happened. And I don't mean to take the attention off of a very serious matter. If you ever lived in an apartment, Lonzo, in your life?
Yeah, I've lived in several apartments.
There is nothing worse than when you have an 800-square-foot apartment and you get a fly in there, okay? And you can't get the fly out. There's nothing you can do to get the fly out. If you open the door, you get another fly in, you know? I've done that risk-reward scenario before, too. Let me tell you what just happened, okay? I am spiking the football right now, Lonzo, because this thing, you know how I have my snacks next to me when I'm doing the show? This thing is all over my snacks. I can't do anything about it. Lonzo, when you were just telling us about Just Listen, this fly flew inside of my empty water bottle next to me. I put my hand over the top of the water bottle, and I screwed the cap on the water bottle. And now, because I'm a nice guy, when the show's over, I'm going to let the fly go outside so he can live his life and all that stuff. But Mark 1.
It'll probably be dead by then.
It's no oxygen in there, you think?
No, it's no oxygen.
I got to hold my hand over this thing? I don't want it to suffocate, Lonzo. All right, Lonzo, you handle this for a few minutes, okay? I'll be right back.
I mean, I can do that if you want. I mean, I only got to cover 5 minutes and go to break. I can do that.
No. Hit the either-or music. I'm going to be right back. I'm going to go let this thing go outside. All right? All right, everybody. Here we go with either-or. Fly is free. Lonzo. The SEC, we have a very clear 1-2 in college football right now, a very, very clear 1-2. We have Clemson and we have Ohio State playing in late October. So, the SEC in the national title game this year, yay or nay?
Yes, absolutely.
So you're saying the odds are one of Clemson and Ohio State are not going to be there?
I am.
What makes you feel so confident about that?
Yeah, like I sound confident. This is a weird year. I'm going to say Alabama's in there and Clemson is not.
Alabama, wow, he's going. Of course he's not going to say Ohio State's not going to be there.
I'm wearing an Ohio State jersey right now. I'm not going to do that.
I don't know who's beating. I guess you have Alabama beating Clemson in the semifinal there. All right, I am going to say no. I think this year and this year only, that clear 1-2 is a very clear 1-2. And I just think Clemson and Ohio State are a touchdown better than any other team. I really do. What do you got, Lonzo?
All right. David Dow, who was 34, was at a party when someone dared him to eat a gecko. It was a dare, but I don't know if it was a serious one, says his longtime girlfriend. Dow appeared to suffer no ill effects from eating the gecko until 2 days had passed. That's when he was rushed to the hospital.
He grew scales, didn't he?
He was rushed to the hospital in absolute agony. 10 days after ingesting the reptile, Dow died.
Oh, my God.
So eating animals on a dare, onsides or offsides?
Offsides. Offsides. He died from a gecko?
Yeah.
This must have been a poisonous gecko.
I don't know. Geckos are
They're neon in color, man. You probably shouldn't be eating things neon in color. You know, I don't know. What is it
so
like?
So you're saying my spinach shouldn't be glowing? Is that what you're saying? I don't.
What is the snake thing again? Like red on yellow, kill a fellow. Red on black, friend of Jack. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, I just think all snakes should die. So that's my thing.
You and my mom are in line with that one.
Yes,
all right,
we are.
Lonzo.
Well, I didn't get the answer. So I say it's onsides to eat an animal on a dare. But you should know
you're killing an animal for sport.
Listen, we eat animals all the time. I've swallowed a live goldfish before. It didn't kill me.
Why did you do that?
Fraternity. But you know,
oh God,
a gecko. I probably would have did it. Yeah, probably. I probably would have died from it.
You would have died from it.
Yeah.
All right. A Chinese virologist has been banned from Facebook and Twitter for releasing a report in which she says that the coronavirus was created in a Wuhan lab. She provides really good evidence, and she also says that the zoological findings of this virus are inconsistent with a virus that would exist in nature. She's presenting her findings, and social media's banned her for that. I guess they don't want her stirring up a hornet's nest. So, Lonzo, was coronavirus created in a lab? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, coronavirus was created in a lab, perhaps to be stored as a I'm not saying they intentionally let it loose, but some sort of mistake happened, and I do think it was created in a lab. I really do believe that. Because, look, the findings of this, it's not like anything else people have been through before. All right, Lonzo, what else you got?
All right, trick-or-treating is being canceled in a lot of places. Onsides or offsides, or does this give you the perfect excuse to eat that whole bag of candy?
I'm just going to get my whole bags of candy ready to go, and then I'm going to weigh 10 pounds heavier the next day, Lonzo. That's how I'm going to roll. Look, I've said this whole time that trick-or-treating is the one holiday that you would think would be safer with this.
Everybody's wearing masks. That's what you want. Yeah.
Everybody's got the mask on, man. Everybody's got the mask. So methinks there's got to be a safe way to do this.
I agree with you. Eat all the candy. It's offsides.
Fake News Underground says, Mark, I agree with you on what you said about the coronavirus created in a lab. And we have been saying that all along. True story, your Spurs Up Show friend switched sides from Clemson to U of SC. Talk about your all-time backfires. I never knew that. Chris Phillips was a Clemson fan. They got a picture of him with a Clemson hat on here. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable stuff. All right. We will close the show with the best thing we heard today, which is coming your way next, right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, a check on our text line. Mark Ryan says, Will Muschamp should be fired if they don't win this year. Also, Mark Ryan, don't start the best player. Yeah, I understand that that's your argument against my take that Will Muschamp should be starting Ryan Helinski. I understand where you're coming from with that. I believe that a head coach has two responsibilities. Number one, to win, and number two, to do it the right way. And I don't like the message that it sends. You can have a kid play well, bust his hump, year and a half, ambassador for the program, and we're just going to go grab a free agent who happens to be 2 years older, so we're going to start him. I don't like it. Texter says, damn, Mark, you're about to start some controversy today. Coronavirus in a lab? I agree with you, but that goes against the narrative. And then he says, social media woke mob is going to come for you. Lonzo, you know me by now, Lonzo. Do you think I mind when the social media woke mob comes for me?
I think you kind of enjoy it.
Kind of enjoy it, if I'm honest with you. It doesn't. Look, it's just an opinion question. It is controversial, but it's an opinion question there. And I don't believe that China wanted to infect the rest of the world. I think there was a lab accident and something they were working on, perhaps a biological weapon. There was a mistake. There have been lab mistakes in every country. I had lab mistakes in my chemistry class in high school, you know, so you realize how easy that is to happen. But that is my belief based on reading that particular study. All right, Lonzo, time for the best thing we heard today. What do we got?
All right, it's Coach O. No need for explanation.
It's great. You know, you come to the SEC, you want to compete against the very best. I believe that some of the very best athletes, not all of them, but some of the very best, are in this league. That's where they come to play. And they're coming from California. They're coming from New York. They're coming from Florida. They want to compete with the very best. And then you have some of the greatest coaches in football. I mean, every week you have great coordinators, great line coaches. And so it's just a challenge every week, and those guys are going to bring – Lane's an excellent coach. Coach Lee's an excellent coach. They're going to bring different challenges, but it's part about – it's all part of playing in the SEC. You want to play the best.
You absolutely do, Coach. You absolutely do. That guy is just so darn likable. I don't know if you saw it, Lonzo. Did you see his mom on 60 Minutes on Sunday? She's a national hero right now, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow – be sure to join us. We're going to be at 1851 Highway 14 East in Landrum, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.